speaking about things they've seen on the TV, speaking about things insensibly. They'll watch a rubbish show so that you don't have to, then they'll watch another, they'll watch with monitors. Okay.
Is this a crackly thing you're doing now, straight away?
I thought that's what we were doing.
Right, okay, sorry, carry on, do the crackly thing. This is the Watch With Mothers emergency broadcast system. There now follows announcement from the Watch With Mothers. See, that works.
Right, I presume I'm editing out all the stuff about...
No, just keep all that in. It's this is on the fly. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This is Napoleon here. I'm here with Swine's Head. We've even done that the wrong way round, haven't we?
You have, yes. Hello, everyone.
Good. Hello.
Yes, we're doing a, what's the word, substitute broadcast, I suppose.
Well, as I've just said in the introduction there, it's a kind of emergency podcast. Would you like to explain the circumstances as to why we're doing this?
Yes, it is a state of emergency. We're on code orange. Is it orange at the moment? Have a look.
I'll go with orange, maybe Mandarin. No, that's orange, isn't it?
Let me just tap the emergency gauge. It's going between orange and red, so it's pretty dire straits at the moment, listeners.
What's in between orange and red?
Sort of what's it coloured?
What's it coloured?
Hmm.
Right, so we're on code what's it?
We're on code what's it, listeners, which is obviously...
It's code what's it!
Was that Morse code what's it?
That's how... Morse code. If anybody's listening to this who knows Morse code, they'll know that is code what's it.
So the circumstances, listeners, are as follows, and we can't give too much away because obviously this is very sensitive information.
It is, yes. This is a bit like the Ministry of Defence.
Yes, so I have to watch my words. It's a bit like being Gordon McBroon on the election special, actually.
Okay, the news.
So, yes, I am David Cameron, and this is a State of the Nation address. We have problems.
Hang on a minute, that makes me Nick Clegg.
Yeah. Hello?
I'm not happy about this.
This is a national emergency. Do not panic.
Don't panic!
Yes, all right, Clegg, wait for your cue.
Don't panic!
Clegg.
Sorry.
Essentially what's happened, Nation, is that we recorded a podcast on Monday, a long rambling affair, full of giggles and laughs aplenty, but circumstances have combined. Is that what circumstances do?
Yeah, they can do that, yeah. There's quite a lot of things that combine.
Egg and flour combines.
Yeah, they make cakes.
Yes.
What else combines? If you can combine one duck with another duck and you end up with several other ducks.
Clegg, that's not important.
Sorry about that.
So, yeah, what's happened is we recorded a podcast about a certain celebrity. Can we reveal the name of the celebrity?
Well, we might as well. I think the secret's out.
The secret's out, man.
Oh, right. Yeah, I see what you did there. Yeah, that's Cheryl Cole's voice. We recorded a podcast about Cheryl Cole, didn't we? And about, more specifically, about her recent collapse.
Yeah, we made light of it because at the that point, it wasn't clear exactly why she'd collapsed. So, being complete bastards, we assumed it was just the weight of celebrity that had felled her.
It wasn't exactly. We thought, there's nothing bloody wrong with her. She's done one of these. And they all do this. These celebrities don't know the collapse through exhaustion or overwork. And we thought, oh, here we go again. Let's do a podcast that takes the mickey out of that. And then, lo and behold, what happens on Tuesday?
Just as I'm starting to put it together, it turns out she's gone and got herself bitten off a fly.
Was it Tanzania?
It was one of those places, wasn't it?
She was off on holiday, wasn't she, with her new man?
Will I am.
So she was over there. She was probably asleep. That's when they usually get you, isn't it, these mosquitoes? It wasn't a fly she got bitten off of.
A mosquito is a kind of fly, is it not?
No, a mosquito is a mosquito. A fly is a fly.
But a mosquito is a kind of fly.
No, it's not a kind of fly. It flies, but it isn't a kind of fly. A fly goes like this. Whereas a mosquito goes like this. sorry, I can't get it any higher than that. It's a bit higher pitch. A bit like that. They're kind of like the Bee Gees of the insect world.
They are. They're also bearded. But mosquito, the term, is actually an abbreviation for mosky fly to.
No, it's not an abbreviation for mosky fly to. You've just made that up.
I have.
Try and win an argument. A fly is not a mosquito. Flies eat turds. Mosquitoes eat celebrities.
Everything that flies has the word fly in its name. That's how the English language works.
Well, everything that flies has the word fly in its name. Okay, let's. What about heron?
Hero flying.
Hero fly on.
Yeah, but
is that what you're saying?
We just know
what
it by
you're
the...
doing there. What? Excuse me. What you're doing there, Mr. Cameron, is you're putting the word fly into the middle of birds' names. So I assume in your world, it would be a do-flike? Yes, a do-flike. Or a duck, as we would usually call them.
Oh, yeah. You mean a...
You see?
You mean a duck fly.
A duck fly. Oh, I see. So now you're adding the word fly at the end of words. Not everything in the world that flies has the word fly in its name. That wouldn't make any sense. The only animal, in fact, that does have the word fly in its name, apart from butterfly, is the fly.
And the dragonfly.
And the dragonfly.
And the mayfly.
Thank you very much. And the mayfly. Yes. But not the mosquito.
A mothfly.
A mothfly. There's no such thing as a mothfly.
So, anyway, you should be backing me up, Clegg. What are we going to do for the remainder of this time, seeing as we can't talk about Cheryl Cole's collapse, because it's not quite as simple as we thought it was?
I'm behind you 100%, Chief.
I agree with Nick.
I agree with Nick too. No, I am Nick.
You're Cleggy, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not happy about it. I mean, that essentially that makes me. Well, now then, that makes me Garfunkel. That makes me Oates. That makes me. Who else does that make me?
Les Dennis.
Yeah, exactly. That makes me Dennis. That makes me Wise.
Ridgely.
And that Ridgely.
Yeah.
Oh, from off of Go-Go, Wham, Whammed, whatever they were called.
The Whamflies.
The Whamflies. They didn't have flies in there. Anyway, I'm not happy about that because that puts me as on a second fiddle.
Well, you are essentially my Nick Clegg, though, aren't you?
No, I'm not your Nick Clegg. You're more like my Nick Clegg.
You're kind of my...
By rights, I should be David Cameron and you should be Nick Clegg.
You're my Patsy, aren't you? My Patsy Palmer. Yeah.
No, I'm not a Patsy Palmer. You know, if this was that situation, I'd be Ricky. You'd be Patsy Palmer.
No, you've got more of a ginger tinger to your hair.
Well, I haven't got any ginger in my hair. My hair is brown. There's not 1 ounce of ginger in my hair.
Where are we going with this? Anything?
We're not going anywhere. The point is, you started arguing about flies and other nonsense. I was saying I was backing you 100% with whatever it was you wanted to do, and then you immediately started this argument, unless I started it.
One of us started it. But in terms of Cheryl Cole, is it Cole or Tweedy now? I'm not sure.
I think it's probably an amalgamation of both of them, so it would be probably Twoll or... Colweedy fly.
Cheryl Colweedy fly. Is she what? Is she turning into a fly? Is she?
She could be turning. Well, no. That's what we were talking about. She was on holiday with Will I Am. She probably went to sleep. A mosquito flew into her room, which isn't a fly, by the way. Came in and it bit her and gave her malaria.
Yes, so much like Jeff Goldblum, the future's bleak.
The future's, what's it coloured? What's with mothers? What's with mothers?